Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, oh look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
I've been wanting, but no.
So good. Okay, here's your coin flip.
All right, $1 billion or now. Hiccups forever. By the
Tails.
Way, try and find a coin, everyone. Try and find
a coin.
It's harder
than you think.
No, I get to call it.
What do you
Tails
mean?
Is $1 billion.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I get to call it. I'm the one who's betting. I'm the one who's about to take on hiccups for the rest of my life if I don't get the $1 billion.
Oh, you mean you get to decide which heads or tails is
yes.
The billion? But no, you don't.
Yes, I do.
This game's not that
that's like
played
any,
that way.
That's how you play it.
No, listen
you,
to me.
I flip the coin, you call it.
First of all, you know what this, just so you know, I was mentioning, we used to play this game. It used to be called For a Million Bucks.
Yeah.
Now it's For a Billion Bucks.
Please, you can keep your million. I'm not risking hiccups on a million. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to call it in the air. And if it lands on what I say, then I get $1 billion.
What are you talking about? Let me tell you
have
how
you
this is
Have you ever watched a coin flip?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you how it
We're
is.
We're not doing it. We're not sharing the prize here. If it's somebody flips, you flip it, I call it.
No, that's
yeah.
not how this works. Here's how this works.
All right, how does
Tails
it work?
Gets you $1 billion. Heads gets you the hiccups.
I don't
hiccups.
Like this. You're picking. I want to pick, and I want to see it in the air.
Okay.
Go okay, ahead. You're going to do it. What are you going to do?
No, you do it yourself.
If I flip it, you call it. This is for your $1 billion or hiccups.
What?
I'm going to flip it. You call it in the air. If it lands on your thing, you get $1 billion. Go.
Heads.
It's heads. You got $1 billion.
All right. That's not the way they set this up. You've changed the rules of the game entirely.
That's how no. coin flips work.
This coin flip works like this.
Okay, you tell me how it works. It seems like
it's
you're deciding tails, my fate for me.
Yeah,
but what
tails
if I want to be
get
heads?
You, tails get you $1 billion.
I don't like
heads,
it. I didn't get to pick.
Get what?
Okay, fine.
This is so weird. You're fighting a game that's already decided how to play.
$1 billion. Thank you.
That's tails?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
I would have definitely picked heads because you went tails. But then you picked heads when it was up in the air for you, and it worked. I'm overthinking it, even though I've already won $1 billion. Okay.
Ready?
Call it in the air.
Oh.
Ready?
Yeah.
Whatever you call
can you,
for billion.
Can you make it land on the table?
Oh, okay.
On the counter here. Heads.
It's heads.
Yes. We all, see, we all won the $1 billion.
There you go.
Listen, anybody who was thinking that they weren't going to try for the billion. This is my.
I wasn't going to try for the billion.
I don't want to risk
it. Put it in your stuff over there. You got a whole mountain of things over there.
I do have my little lineup over there. In case anybody want to ask the eight ball anything? Just in
no.
case I have it. In case you, just let me know. If you
trash
want
me.
This part of the show, by the way, is brought to you by the incredibly rich Alice Sales Department. You want a quarter? Ask one of them.
Yeah.
Actually, it was Sarah Karaguchi. This is her quarter.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you. Thanks, Sarah Kay. They're not even listening to us. They're out there just, you know, trying to keep it
busy
down.
Busy with work.
Appreciate that.
Actual work.
You could be hearing your ad here. We would blah, 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 all about it. And then people would go, oh, that's interesting. Let me look that up on the internet. Advertise sf@odyssey.com. That's our email. Advertise sf@odyssey.com. Get your business up and rocking. We would love to blah, blah, blah about your business.
Bryn.
Business.
Yeah.
Hi. For $1 million. This is the game we used to play. For $1 million. Most would you let a professional baseball pitcher throw a baseball at you?
Oh, yeah.
At your head?
Anywhere. You can use your hands to protect you. Like, you could put one hand over your mouth.
Yeah, for $1 million, absolutely.
And one hand over your, man zone to protect that.
100%.
Can I turn around?
But you can't.
Take it in the butt?
You can't duck.
No.
Turn around.
In your butt.
God, I guess, it seems like that would be the softest place.
Well,
that's
the easiest place for you to take it. You have to just stand there.
That's what she's used to.
And who knows? Maybe the pitcher will be like, I'm not hitting this fool in the face with this thing.
No, they would go for it. They don't have a lot of chances to really just kill someone with a ball.
I would totally turn
around. Definitely. Yeah.
But knowing if a pitcher could probably get you in the forehead if they wanted, or right in the nose even.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll go
you
away.
Do it?
Yeah, the knot will go away over time. But yeah,
so you're doing
I'll
that.
Take it. Yeah,
all right, there you
absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's how you play for $1 million.
Yeah. All right, I'm rich.
Groundbreaking game. Nobody wants it anymore. It's like, I'll play for $1 billion.
Yeah.
Million? We all won, though. That's
I
good.
Have that. Thanks anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. Who needs your million? Please. I can't even retire.
I have $1 million and I'm poor.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I live in the Bay Area.
Oh, you have $1 million and then you go. If you'd told like 15-year-old you that you have $1 million, you'd be like, oh my God, I'm gonna get a cotton candy machine and I'm gonna have a carnival in my backyard. Like, it is gonna be so awesome at my house. Now you're like, oh my God, I can't retire.
Nope, not even close. Okay. Your wife's going to go, we need new flooring. And you're going to go, what?
What's that going to cost me? Can we get that secondhand ripped out of someone else's house? Would that be okay?
New flooring. It's going to decimate my $1 million.
$1 billion. Come on. Oh, God.
Aye, aye, aye. Inflation, hysterical.
Oh, my God, it's so funny. Hilarious. The 66th Annual Grammy Awards took a fast card toward rating success on Sunday.
I loved it. I really loved it.
You're not alone. 16.9 million average viewers over the course of a 3.5-4 hour long show. I don't even know how long it went because I went to bed.
Do you guys know if MM was actually there? I know he gets invited. I don't know if he actually went.
I don't know. He's here. Hey, Michael, did you go?
Were you at the Grammys, or did you just go to the after parties?
I think he wasn't at the Grammys. I'm going to ask him.
All right.
I'll ask, should I ask Jane too?
I don't
think she was.
I think Jane was
home. They would have said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you at the Grammys? Were you at the Grammys on Sunday night? And did you see it?
I liked the show, though, and I'm glad the ratings proved that out because it was a good. I really like when they have people do their live show. I love the Rodrigo with the blood coming down the walls, the whole thing. I liked it.
She did something where she squeezed the mic, and then, like, it was very subtle, actually. I was like, where did all that blood come from? We rewound it, and you could see she sort of, like, I don't know, squeezed a blood packet, and then it just was running down the front of her arm, and then she wiped her face with it. It was great.
I liked it.
That was really good. She's good.
I agree.
I think she should have won stuff. But also, all the other people should have won stuff, too. So it's not an everybody gets a trophy kind of a situation.
Let's hope that Rodrigo has many, many more opportunities.
I hope so.
I think she's a talented young lady.
Yeah, dirty, too. I really like that about her. Mm-hmm. Fun records to listen to because she sounds like such a child. And then I'm like, oh my God, she just said that.
Even more so than how she sounds is she looks young.
Yeah. Yes.
She does not look like she could get into a bar.
Well, she can't because she's 20, but it's, she's adorable. She's fun to look at. Really good singer.
Oh, she's turning 21 this month.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. She can finally have her first drink.
In 2 weeks.
Aww. Imagine that. Just be Olivia Rodrigo and she's 20. She's about to turn 21.
Living
so
it up.
So adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, Olivia. Britney Spears was you once. And look at her now. You take it easy. Keep your ass tight. All right?
What?
Gotta keep it together. called the deep
what
end.
What about her?
You got to keep your ass in order.
Oh, you're. I thought you said.
No, I didn't. I knew that's as soon as you said that. I'm like, he just hears what he wants to hear.
That is not. I was just thinking in my own. In my own. No. In my own head.
Now and then.
What I think about Olivia Rodrigo is she's like the interns that we used to have. Like, yes. Hey, make me some copies. I would not hit on that girl, even if she
I'm
were.
I'm not saying you'd hit on her.
Well, I mean, but you're saying, I'm thinking her about her, you know, her backside.
What?
Why are you thinking about that?
Because you said
I didn't. I said S. S. You're the one thinking about it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. See, Brittany, you better watch out, Olivia. Got to watch out. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my God.
You.
Oh, my goodness.
Play me that. Play me Britney singing that.
Oh,
jeez.
Britney, let's see.
Never mind if you don't have it right there.
All right.
Can't believe you just have the isolated.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday, dear LA.
Oh, my
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that is...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That
Make
is not
it stop.
Good. Oh, my God. Like... You got signed? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Is that your real
voice? Is that your... Are you just being funny?
Where's the gong?
Oh, my... The gong! I love the gong. Okay, this was a massive snub.
Oh, man.
Even I, when I saw this name, I went, oh, yeah, I'd be pissed, too, if I was in Steve Harwell's family. C. Harwell, C. Knight and Steve Harwell, they say, are the big snubs.
C. Knight?
C. Knight. I don't know C. Knight.
Yeah, I mean,
they
that's...
say he's a big hip-hop guy.
Oh.
He passed as well. Steve Harwell, though, I'm like, somebody once told me the world was trying to roll me. Ain't this stuff
tool in the shed.
I didn't know him at the end of his life, and I know there were stories coming out about his drinking and the fact
he
that he
problems,
wasn't
yeah.
on stage, but I partied with him.
He was a good guy.
And we had a blast.
Yep.
This was for the California Music Awards, right
but we
here.
Saw him at
what
other
was
stuff
that, Bill
too.
Graham?
He was
where,
so sweet.
He was a nice guy, super fun to be around,
yep.
and certainly was enjoying.
And
his
was
success.
Nominated for a Grammy at one point.
Oh, they didn't win one for
no,
that?
No, they didn't win. But they were not, I mean, the thing is, that I really felt like, okay, so he fell low. Lots of people do in their lives. That doesn't mean you leave him out of your in memoriam. Who forgot that guy? Come on. They're saying his rap and his family, and they're all pretty bummed. Smash Mouth was nominated for a Grammy once in the year 2000, but did not win. He passed away just last September. And then this other guy here, this C. Knight, he was also a fairly young dude. C. Knight died after being taken off life support following complications from diabetes. This is him right here. He's on stage in this photo. I'm not sure. They say somewhere around here there was the name of his band. The Dove Shack.
Oh, I don't know that.
They say they were a G-funk hip-hop group.
Mm.
So, no, not mentioned. And I'll tell you something. They mention a lot of no one knows who that guy is on those. You know, some lady who swept out the records room.
Right, business.
Where they kept the records. Like, a lot of the business people there. And I think Steve Harwell is completely valid.
That's my jam.
Oh, you know this guy? You know?
With Warren G. This is a great song.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know this. I'm glad you found
That's
him.
That's my jam.
C. Knight, huh? You like him.
The Dove Shack, basically, is what I looked up. Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
Play me the Survivor theme.
Wait, so you're saying he got snubbed?
Both of those people were not mentioned in the In Memoriam of the Grammys. Whoa. Season 46.
I'm ready.
The cast has been announced.
Oh.
18 people who will be doing battle out on the island. Survivor. My God. Since the beginning of the millennium. It started right when the year 2000 was, I think it was like November.
2000 was the first year, right? Or
yeah.
Was it 99?
It was 2000.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. It happened right when I moved into the first house I bought here. But I think it was like 2000. So anyways, it's been since then, twice a year. Season 46 is about to drop. I'm so excited. By the way, 2-hour episodes for the first 2 weeks, and then it's going to settle into its 90-minute runtime. That's
okay.
What it's doing now.
Good.
So I have the contestants. Our only person who is local. There's like a San Diego person. That's the only other person who's close. Unless I'm missing something. This is her. Her name is Jessica Jess Chong.
Now that's the local or this, that's the San
local.
Diego?
She's our local. She's from Hong Kong. And then she lived in Toronto.
Software engineer.
And now she lives in San Francisco, California.
Oh.
She says she loves to sew her own clothes. She bikes around San Francisco with her husband. She likes to binge watch 80% of a TV show and then panic about where the time has gone and read recaps of the remaining 20% of the show online. But she doesn't do that with Survivor. Sounds like you, actually, in a way. You're always
well, I never
the
watched the end of Survivor because the
you'll find out. It gets spoiled.
Yeah, it's over.
So, San Francisco, Jessica Chong, Jess. People call her Jess.
All right, Jess.
She's right up my alley. 37.
She sews her
she
own
sews clothes.
Yeah. Maybe she's listening. Jess, you're listening?
Oh, she would be done.
Text
us. She
would
be back. Yeah, text us a hello. We get that you're not allowed to talk to us. No problem.
Not 25423.
No, that isn't it anyway. It's 800-400-3697.
Might be my fence code. Whatever.
Oh, okay. 20357 is the other one. Yeah. Wow. Way to just go one digit off our contest line. I guess that helps you remember it.
I don't know.
I'm reminded that last season, D won. It feels like just yesterday that all happened.
Oh, yeah.
And she shouldn't have won. She got handed that game by that other lady whose name escapes me.
Also, the dumb boy was really,
all the
really
dummies.
Dumb.
There was a lot of dumb. Like
really dumb boy.
He did not. She should not have won that. She should have. The right move was to take her out. And that Katara, was that her name? Something like that.
Yeah,
it wasn't
I can't
Katara,
remember.
Though. That's, that sounds too. Guitar and guitar. I don't know. Anyway, we'll be looking for you, Jess Chong. Very exciting. God, what an adventure. I would have loved to have been on Survivor back in the day. I still think John should go on there. Like people, John is like quiet and people like him. He's a good listener. I think he'd do well. Anyway, there you go. She's from all over, but she lives here in California. She's also, by the way, they said, what is something we'd never know about you from looking at you? She is an identical twin. She played rugby in college and she types 140 words a minute.
That's Jess?
That's our Jess, yeah.
Oh.
She also, I guess she goes to see her family a lot, and she says, before the pandemic, I made it a priority to go home once or twice a year. In March of 2021, I braved a 21-day hotel quarantine to spend time with my family.
Oh.
She was like, I'm going. I am seeing them. Anyway, there you go. She's a software engineer.
A lot of people are writing in about the coin toss. Listen, people.
What are they saying?
What are they saying?
Does anyone other than Sarah know how a coin flip works? So frustrating. Pershing Bedden gets to call it in the air. That's not the game. We could have changed the game. Read the game. Tails is the $1 billion. Heads was not the $1 billion.
Oh, that was proscribed.
It's already
in the thing.
Set in the deal. Right.
Oh.
Texter, pay attention.
Well, then I guess that you and Bryn don't get the $1 billion.
What are you talking about?
I was the only one who got tails.
Well, we're playing it
our
way.
Oh, that's too bad. Now you guys, you better start hiccuping. You lost. So yesterday I was telling you about, stop looking at that. Just don't look. I can see it's irritating you. Let it go. You're adorable. Stop itching yourself.
I can't help it.
Don't worry. It'll be okay.
Just tell me your story.
Good. This one's going to depress you.
Oh.
Yesterday, I was a little depressed to hear that Joe Rogan got another $250 million.
Oh, you know what?
Podcast.
I didn't even get to hear it, half of that, because I was busy struggling through
right.
my...
Struggle bus.
Okay, so Struggle he got bus. What?
So Joe Rogan
right.
just signed a new deal with Spotify. The first one was jaw-droppingly huge at $200 million, and this new one is $250 million. It It's all kind of wonky math. There's a minimum guaranteed money, and then there's revenue share and blah, blah, blah. So it's not like guaranteed 250, but it is.
Okay.
Obviously, he's well worth it for them. Unlike some royals who did not really do well. Over at Sirius XM, Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, and Sean Hayes.
Oh, this is smartless.
Have moved their smartless podcast to Sirius XM. It's a multi-year deal, and it's worth
$100 million.
$100
million. Oh, is it?
Yep.
Oh.
$100 million, which still seems like so much money, but then you compare it to Joe Rogan. I'm like, they should get more.
Well, wait a minute.
There's three of them.
If I'm, and I could be incorrect, I don't listen to either of their shows. I'm pretty sure Joe does his 5 days a week.
And he does hours, like some of his are 4 hours long.
Okay, well, the Smartless boys do it once a week.
Yeah.
So there's
it's a
very...
3 year deal. You're right. They have a whole nother life. They have other stuff going on.
Right.
Joe Rogan's just like, yeah, what drugs you got? Let's do that and we'll get on mic. Let's make this happen.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah. He's hammered on that show sometimes and stoned. Remember he and Elon Musk, wasn't that who famously got stoned with him on the podcast?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then they just go and go.
So his whole thing was, let me smoke out the smartest guy in the world?
They were saying that Elon didn't inhale, but.
Okay. Maybe he didn't. Why deny it? It's not like it's illegal.
Yeah.
You know, if he didn't inhale, well, he didn't inhale.
He was always a guy. I remember talking to him and he would bring up psychedelics a lot.
Oh, yeah. Like he also did that whole thing. What are those things called? Like sensory deprivation chambers.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. He had one. He got one, bought one and made a room for it in his house where he could just climb into that thing.
Isn't that
he
about body
to.
Repair and recovery?
It's I think that you can. It's meditative. And so you can trip. And be in there and be like floating in space. But it is also restorative and
I don't know about that stuff, but right. I definitely know he used to talk about tripping.
Well, anyway, congratulations to all these people raking in their MF and money. $100 million. Squid Game is on its way. It will happen this year. I do not have a date yet, at least not according to this story. Squid Game season 2. Netflix in 2024. But that could mean December 31st. Oh, nice. Oh. I like it. Bump, 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 bump. So we can also expect, I guess, The Diplomat season 2, Bridgerton season 3. Some kind of Tour de France Unchained. Love is Blind season 6.
Oh, snap.
The Three Body Problem. I read those books, and they're profound. It's why we should not reach out to aliens. Kind of changes how you feel about sci-fi. And they've made that into a show. And so that's also going to be on Netflix.
The Three Body Problem?
Three Body Problem. I don't want to say much about it in case you ever read it, but although you probably won't. I don't want to ruin it for anyone. It's solid, solid, weird sci-fi that really makes you go, oh, that might actually happen.
This is Chinese science fiction?
Yeah, total Chinese science fiction. In fact, when I was reading it, they've cast it. There's a lot of white people in it, looked like. But when you're reading it, it's all Chinese names. And I had no idea how to pronounce any of them.
Oh.
So I had my own things that I was saying in my head to myself as I was reading it.
Interesting.
And then my son was listening to it, and he had it on while he was cooking. And I'm like, oh, that's how you say that name. There's that name. Oh. Imagine that. So anyway, I don't know how they're going to handle it because it is, it's an epic tale. It literally goes from beginning of the thing to the end a billion years. But they're taking it on. So good luck to them. Oh. I'm out of time. Completely out. What's coming up?
Scarf bombing. Are you familiar?
No.
And more after these.
All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our Janie, it's Jane. All this week, 5:05, be listening. She's got tickets to see Justin Timberlake May 7th at the SAP Center in San Jose. Listen for the keyword, and when you hear it, text it to 20357.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Point Reyes Farmstead Cheese. Looking for the perfect Valentine's gift? Why, yes, I am.
Yeah,
easy. You say. Yeah. Point Reyes Farmstead Cheese has you covered. From gift packs, tours, tasting, and more, visit pointreyescheese.com. Enter ALICE15, this radio station, 15 for 15% off. That's ALICE15 at pointreyescheese.com. Okay.
Nice people over there. Yep.
Yeah, I like them a lot, and they make good cheese.
Yes, they do. That's kind of their whole thing.
Yep. All right, we got a little bit of a break in the rain right now, not down south, but up here.
It's actually sunny. Looks so pleasant out.
We got a little break. It's nice. We're drying out. We got more rain for tomorrow, and then we should be done for a little while. There are still thousands of PG&E customers waiting for their electricity to come back. I know the feeling. I was there. Ours, I guess, came on last night after I went to bed, but it's just an added, man, if days aren't hard enough, try them without power.
Yeah. Yes. Plus, it's cold.
It's all the stuff. Or if I'm lucky I have a generator, but still, got to go get gas. Mm-hmm. Got to keep that thing running. Got to give it a break every now and then. So hopefully you'll have your power back soon. Tens of thousands PG&E customers still waiting for their power.
Turn them back on, please.
Ugh.
Turn them back on.
10 Super Bowl foods that, by the way,
yes,
if you hadn't heard, your San Francisco 49ers are in the Super Bowl.
What's the song again?
49ers!
Oh, is it ba-ba-ba?
I don't know. You know what? You guys, do it however you want.
Iran. That's different. Do-do-do is different. He goes ba-ba-ba-ba for the 49ers. Ba-ba-ba-ba.
And I didn't write the Iran song. I don't know who wrote that
that's
one.
That's true, yeah.
And I actually thought...
Might have been me.
I thought this was a song. It turns out we made it up at the Hassan House, but I thought it was a song.
The Hassan House original.
Anyway, doesn't matter. Most people
matter.
Are looking for good luck on Super Bowl game day. Maybe you're a fan of the Niners.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe you have money on the game.
Oh, that's risky.
You love that, though.
I don't bet on sports, though.
You don't?
It's ruined the whole game for me.
According to new data, 44% of people apparently have game day superstitions involving food.
Oh,
so almost
really?
Half
involving
of people
food.
Think there's like a food, I gotta be eating this.
Well, they just want to eat that, let's face it.
They're well, not. There's that too, sure. I mean,
I gotta eat a pint of ice cream by myself every hour.
Well, that's very...
Or they might lose.
Very specific.
Here are the five flavors.
It's serious enough that 85% of those people either must have certain foods or refuse to have others on game day. So there's bad luck foods as well.
Oh.
Most people say that pizza is their go-to Super Bowl food for good luck. Hot dogs are second.
Oh.
Burgers, chips, popcorn, chicken wings, ice cream, chicken sliders, cupcakes, and cookies.
Chicken sliders, that's so specific.
Yeah.
What is it? What
bad
is
luck foods right. include deviled eggs, number one.
I love deviled eggs.
No, you don't.
I make them. I love them. They're so good.
When's the last time you had a deviled egg?
Honest
for once.
The holidays were just here. I brought them to a party at Christmas time.
And didn't even eat one.
I ate four of them before I even left the house.
Oh my God.
And I make them. I don't make them sideways like a boat. I turn them this way and I cut them in half like that. And then they have a flat bottom. And they sit there, and they're all circular instead of egg-shaped.
Is that why you fart so much?
That is one of the reasons. I eat a lot of eggs. I eat at least one hard-boiled egg a day.
Oh, man. That's
one a day?
I love hard-boiled. And I take the crispy sea salt, and I go and do it on the counter.
Ooh,
and then
yeah.
I just roll my egg in that, stand over the sink eating it. Delicious.
Garlic bread is second most avoided game day food, followed by salsa and queso dip, ice cream, chicken wings, mozzarella sticks, mini burgers, trail mix, pretzels, and...
This is just a random list of food.
Pasties, which they say here are meat pies.
Oh.
Pasties.
I don't
That's
know
like
about
English
pasties.
English stuff, I think.
It does sound like an English thing. Pasties and toasties. We don't like those.
So some people say ice cream and chicken wings are good luck. Others think they're cursed foods. So yeah. I guess
it all just depends on if your credit team lost when you were eating them.
Right.
Our team is going to win.
Yeah, knock
on wood,
please.
I knocked on wood.
Don't,
I can't believe I
don't
said
say,
that.
Don't say that again.
Niners! Ba, 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 ba!
Ba, 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 ba. Okay.
That's ruined.
Is that on Instagram?
Alice973 Instagram.
Yeah, we put a lot of fun things together for you this morning.
Yeah,
please enjoy. 49ers. Ba, 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 ba.
This says here, while e-cigs come along with their own unique set of potential health concerns, some people have found them to be, and I understand, you might take, you know, some kind of, that's not quitting. Okay. You want to take exception to that, fine. But honestly, they're saying here, e-cigs help people quit smoking more than any other nicotine replacement therapy.
They do.
And that's what you did.
I'm living proof of it. I started on e-cigs and I never went back to a regular cig. And everything changed. My lungs changed. My throat changed. Everything changed. Yes, it's still nicotine, but it's water vapor.
An annual analysis concluded nicotine vapes display an association with stronger odds of quitting than patches, gums, lozenges, and other traditional NRT.
Nicotine replacement therapies?
Yep. Good job.
Thank you.
Anyway, e-cigs, it might be something to consider. I know the feeling when you're trying to quit and
it
then
sucks,
there
yeah.
you are smoking again.
The thing that's great about the e-cig is that you're still having the same sensations.
It's the ritual.
The habit, the pull, mm-hmm. the exhale, the smoke appearing vapor. It really helped me. And they don't, you can get ones that don't, there are ones that do stink. I have smelled stinky ones.
Oh.
But generally they're like the fruity flavored ones. And I do think it's, you know, that's dangerous. Kids want, oh, fruity, yay. I love sweet tastes. But I just did the regular menthol ones and it helped me. And now here I am. I don't smoke anymore. I mean, hopefully I never go back.
We have very clear evidence that, though not risk-free, nicotine e-cigs are substantially less harmful than smoking.
Yeah. And yet, they're getting banned everywhere, and you can still buy cigarettes.
Isn't that weird?
No, it's not weird at all. It's called lobbying.
Mm.
We'll pay you money and get you elected. You vote down anything that limits us.
Mm. Okay.
Well, I guess the vape needs a stronger lobby. I've been trying to lobby for them.
I honestly thought that the cigarette companies were behind vapes.
They have bought some of them.
I would think they would.
Yeah, I'm with you. Why wouldn't they?
That's your business.
Yeah.
Nicotine addiction.
Maybe they're more expensive. Maybe they made more money on regular cigs. Cool. Who knows?
For what they cost now, I'm sure they're making...
A lot of that's taxes, though.
Oh.
They try to make them prohibitively expensive. And they've succeeded.
Yes, they have. 118 new emojis are on the way, if you care, including new foods, animals, gender-neutral families, and more.
So, okay.
If you care, get ready. One of these updates is going to drop a ton of those on you.
Yeah. You know, I don't look through them anymore. Remember when there were just a few and you'd look through them and you sort of knew it was there? Now I just type words and then it pops up something.
I know. We talked about this before, and I it's weird that there's so many. Like, as if...
Some people are like masters of this, though, yeah. And they even have the memojis, you know, where it's like a super cute picture that actually kind of looks like them, and they're doing all kinds of fun little twirls. Or
I don't want that.
Oh, their heads, their mind's blown, and it's them. Like those people are. I can't even believe how good they are at it. Like,
I don't want to be good at it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to have the time to be good at that.
Get ready.
I'm ready. What is it?
Gen Z wants to tell you something again.
Oh, I love when they tell me stuff. God, they're great.
If you carry a wallet, you're old.
Why?
Because Gen Z wants you to know, we don't carry wallets, fool. Why would you do that?
Or they just carry their phone with the little cards in the back?
Carrying cash, identification, and debit cards in a billfold has become akin to carrying around old butterscotch candies at the bottom of your purse.
What's wrong with that?
Who does that?
Suddenly, you know, you're looking through your purse, you go, oh, Werther's. Oh. Let me crinkly undo this.
I was craving some butterscotch.
Yeah, I love butterscotch.
20-somethings have officially declared wallets atrociously antiquated.
Well, Riley always hit me up for a new wallet. Oh, look, my wallet. I'm like, just put it in the wash machine. No, I want you to make me a new one.
So he uses a wallet?
Yeah.
Oh.
He uses a wallet. Sean uses a wallet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gen Z uses their phone as their wallet.
But they don't have, what about their ID? What about
you can get, I have ID in my phone.
You do?
Yeah. Yep.
And it's a legitimate thing that you could, if a cop pulled you over, you could say, yes, here, take my phone and scan it in. That's amazing. How do you get that?
I told you guys this at the time. You can get it, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. On DMV, the DMV.
Yeah, I thought there was a whole delay on that.
No, you can go get it.
I'm amazed. I'll do it. What do I need a wallet for? I'll still sell you one. Slappystuff.com.
But you know, for me, wallets, like, we need this key card to get anywhere in this building.
That is true. That's annoying. Can that be changed?
And you can't use, you know, Gen Z. You can't use your phone to pay at the gas pump.
You can't?
No.
Well, I haven't been to a gas pump in, I think, 10 years.
Oh,
too so cool.
I'm all
know.
Electric.
I'm electric. Yeah. I only have a 40-mile range, but I only drive 30 miles a day, so I'm all set.
Yeah, you can't. You've got to use your credit card and punch it into the thing and sit there while it tells you, and your zip code.
Yeah. Gen Z people don't even have cars. They have Uber.
Ah.
Oh, my God. On Friday, we took the bus.
Who's we?
Me, John, and Riley. I know I said that wrong, Mom. I don't need you to correct me. So we went into Korean barbecue.
Get her!
And we had that, and we'd taken an Uber in. And then we walked a little bit afterward because it wasn't raining for once. And we were out sort of kind of by 19th Street. And we're walking, and we're chatting and laughing. And I go, okay, get us an Uber. And Riley goes, let's try and take the bus. I'm like, what are you talking about, take the bus? Take the bus. I wouldn't even know how to take the bus. He goes, look. He goes, it's right here on Google. He goes, and it's only $11 for each of us as opposed to an Uber, which probably would have been $60. So I was like, all right, let's try it. And John's like, what are you talking about? Like, let's just try it. So we get on the bus. It shows up right when we're there. We get on. The guy let us on, and we didn't have a clipper card or any of that. He goes, just get on. Like, he was so over us. We're like, okay. He dropped us off at the Golden Gate Bridge. We transferred, and by then we'd gotten the clipper cards, and it took us home, like, almost to our door. And it was amazing.
You liked it.
Well, it was an adventure.
I'll tell you something.
What's so funny? What are you laughing about?
Well, because this is so backwards. Like, there are
what
someone.
What do you mean? It's so great.
I'm trying to tell. Hold on. I'm trying to tell you what.
All right. Tell me.
There's a guy who has to take the bus out
right.
there going.
That's why I'm laughing.
The damn bus. You're going to tell me you didn't have to take the bus and you took the bus?
Yeah. That's so right.
For
oh
every
God.
Person that takes the bus for fun. There's 1,000 people standing on the street looking down going, where's that damn bus?
So do I have to feel bad for them?
No.
What am I supposed to feel for them?
It's just like,
it's just
cool
opposite and, world. Uh-huh. It's just very.
Well, I decided that because that was so pleasant and great that I'm like, let's take that bus. It picks us up like by our house and we'll take it to the bridge. And then we can walk down to Chrissy Field with a picnic or walk out onto the Golden Gate Bridge. Or take a transfer and go anywhere else in the city.
What world are we in?
It's so fun.
This
I was
is a
like,
family
this
that has cars.
This is, we were all drinking.
How many cars?
We were going to take an Uber home. It would have been $60.
You
plus
drink
a tip.
With your child?
He's 25. Yeah, we went out to dinner. We had a bunch of drinks. Oh and we were like, God. We're going to Uber home. We Ubered there because we knew that was going to happen. The end. It was just super fun is all. And it's funny because every time we travel, we always use public transportation. We're always on trains. We use buses and shuttles. And I was sitting on the bus going, you know, this is so obvious. Like, why did it take this suggestion for us to go, yeah, it's actually so much less than Uber and we can get anywhere in the city. That's all. It was wicked fun.
Okay.
It's like in the future when your son says, I found a scooter that I didn't have to pedal. I mean, that I have to pedal or I'd have to charge it.
What?
I got to pedal my bike.
Oh, like we're going back to less convenient things?
Right.
It
exactly.
costs less money.
But you don't have to charge it. It's so great. I just step on it. Like,
I just ride it. I just pedal and then
use
it goes places.
And it goes places. This is amazing.
Listen, I grew up on the bus. I had to ride the bus to the beach every damn day. I was grateful
and
for it.
And you knew your little numbers and stuff, right? What time you need to take.
65 bus every
you don't need
day.
That. You just have Google now.
The
it tells
San
you.
Bruno.
You get anywhere. I typed in your address. I'm like, look, there's a bus that goes right to Vinny's house.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I'm like, look, I can get right down to Bryn's house.
Or you can
anywhere.
Just drive.
It'll take
why bother?
47 hours, but it's fine.
It actually does take a lot longer. But
well, yeah.
Come on, I'll bring my laptop with me. Clickety-clackety-click. Do some email.
Why'd you bring your laptop? You know you can't play Pokemon on there.
You know you're going to get jacked, right?
I'll just play Pokemon on my phone. It's fine. I can do that from the bus. That's
all
good.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. That was fun.
Oh, yeah, I can't believe I forgot to tell you guys about that. That was like a highlight of my weekend. Super fun.
What an adventure.
I couldn't believe it. My girlfriend, I was telling her the next day, she goes, "Go, we'll go on the ferry. We'll go take the ferry into town, and then we'll just use the bus, go all over town." I'm like, let's do it. Okay, what are the texts?
Someone is saying that you can use your phone at the gas pump.
Oh. Not Vinny at the gas pump.
I had no idea. But you know what? I go to Valero a lot, and they are janky. I apologize. Not janky. They're
the cheapest.
Often never work.
Oh.
How do you say that? Is janky good for that?
Sure.
I don't know how many times.
You didn't have to say that.
This pump is closed today.
Yeah.
No diesel today. Sorry.
Is Valero the one that always has the really long line because it has the cheapest gas?
Yep.
Yeah.
And also, they often have broken stuff.
Because there's so many people using them constantly.
No, I don't know what the deal is, but the one near my house, I go to it when I can, but that's also roped off a lot.
Like I'm so sorry.
It's just one of those weird things where you're like, really?
That's inconvenient.
You're in business. You're supposed to be open.
You should go to one of the ones that you can use your phone for. They don't even have to like worry about what the price is. You're like, oh, beep. Whatever you want to charge me, I have no idea. And I won't even see that until it comes up on my bill. All
925
right.
says, go Riley. Great plan. Fun adventure.
It was. It was a caper. It was really fun.
It's so true. We all use public transpo in other countries, and we never do it at home.
Mm-mm. And it was actually so convenient, I was blown away. It just took us no time. And then there we are at the lookout at the Golden Gate Bridge, like standing and looking at it in a way I've never seen it before. It was amazing.
Vinny, I use Apple Pay at the gas station all the time. You don't need to use an actual credit card. If that's true, that's news to me.
Yeah.
I always have to pull out a card.
He only goes to the janky place, guys.
Yeah.
He's set in his ways. That's the thing about Vinny. Once he gets something, that's where he's going to go. Maybe Valero will someday get the app. Come on, Valero. Let's step it up. It's 2024.
Someone else is saying, yeah, you can use your phone at the gas station. All right, all right. I'll try to figure it out later today. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The country music roundup after this.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice
at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.